Would you feel better about hitting the surf if you were wearing a shark bite resistant wetsuit? It sounds far-fetched, but Adelaide scientists are trialling a material they say is strong enough to prevent serious injuries from shark bites. Associate Professor Charlie Hoveniers leads the Southern Shark Ecology Group at Flinders University, and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon.
Charlie, tell me more about this material and how it would increase the chances of surviving a shark attack.
Well, the idea is that this new material would reduce laceration, punctures or holes, so that it would reduce the injuries and hopefully the blood loss from people that are being bitten by sharks. And most of the fatalities are actually occurring due to blood loss or sometimes the shock related to blood loss. So if we can reduce that blood loss, we should hopefully increase the likelihood of people surviving, obviously with the help of the rapid emergency services.
If it's similar to Kevlar and other materials used in bulletproof vests, I imagine it would be quite heavy. Couldn't it potentially cause the person wearing it to sink or have a more difficult time swimming?
It's a very good question, and I think that's where the novelty of this material is that the idea is that it obviously needs to be very strong and be resistant to some cuts and abrasion whilst keeping a certain level of flexibility as well as being light. Because as you said, if you're losing that flexibility, if it becomes too heavy, it's unlikely to be usable for a surfer or for a diver. So the key here is to be able to develop some material that can be cut resistant whilst being still light and flexible.
How far off is that process? I mean, you're doing the testing now. What kind of time frame are we talking about?
So our testing should be finished by mid to late 2019, so this year. So this is when we are due to submit our reports to New South Wales DPR that are funding the project. And then it will be up to the manufacturers to see how they can incorporate that material into a wetsuit. And it will depend on them in terms of how long it will take them to make this commercially available.
When you do finally or potentially have a prototype wetsuit made up, do you plan to test it with real sharks? Because when you take it to market, I'm sure people would want to know if the product has actually ever withstood a real bite.
And that's exactly what we're doing at the moment. So we are actually testing, maybe not the full wetsuit, but we're testing the material that would be going on the wetsuit. So we are able to test that material on real sharks having some real bites. So we can compare the damage made on that new neoprene compared to standard neoprene and see if there's less punctures, if there are less tears in the new material, in the new neoprene, compared to the standard wetsuit.
How likely is it, do you think, that it will have a commercial future? Obviously, there is a big appetite for this, given there is a lot of fear around sharks and, you know, obviously surfers are susceptible to the attacks at a level, I suppose, that swimmers aren't because they get out further.
I guess one of the aspects is that, you know, just a wetsuit won't be the silver bullet that will prevent or stop any shark bites. This will only be applicable to certain people, and in different situations, you will also need some different mitigation measures as well. So, you know, first we need to determine whether the material can indeed reduce holes or puncture. But then again, it's not going to be sufficient by itself, and you need a whole range of different mitigation measures to really be able to reduce some of these shark bites.
And I understand a shark bite can break bones as well. That's something the wetsuit couldn't prevent, right?
Exactly. And we are cognizant that it will not reduce crushing or fractures, but the idea is to reduce or minimize the blood loss. And, you know, if it can provide a bit of extended period for these emergency services to act and stop that blood loss, if you can reduce it through the wetsuit, this will certainly help in reducing fatalities from shark bite. And as I said, there's no silver bullet in shark bite mitigations. There are a lot of different means available out there, and I think it's a combination of those meals that will be most effective at reducing risks from shark bites.
Are you a surfer? Would you wear a wetsuit like this?
I am a surfer indeed. Whether I would wear a wetsuit like this, it will depend on the results that we get from the study.
And I know you've begun the sort of testing, but you're not there yet. Do you have any early results or any indications of how effective it might be able to be?
Not yet. Would love to. But
can't even give me a hint?
Not yet, unfortunately. But again, I mean, it should be finished within 6 months' time. So then we'll have hopefully all the results that we need.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Associate Professor Charlie Hoveniers. He leads the Southern Shark Ecology Group at Flinders University. What do you make of it? I suppose, well, you can't make much of it. I mean, it sounds like a good idea on face value, but without the results of just how effective it might be, it's difficult to assess. 0418 226 576 is the text line here on RN Drive.